The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 176, Revelation.
I'm the what?
Every move we made, Dr. D was one step ahead of us. How, I asked myself.
Oh, this should be good. You know, talking to yourself is an early sign of dementia.
Cut the act, Gabby. You remember the pain I experienced right after we landed? I heard a loud frequency squeal. Back at the bridge, I got that same signal, and Dr. D, Wi-Fi, and the nurse all bolted out of the building and took off.
Why in Krull do you think I had anything to do with that? Wi-Fi was probably jamming you, or maybe he picked up on something you were transmitting through that bionic brain of yours. Now, open the door.
You're right about Wi-Fi jamming me. He, or maybe Dr. D, is doing it so I don't pick up on you sending him information.
How much grape Kool-Aid have you had today?
Look, I didn't want to have to do this, but you leave me no choice.
Ah! What was that?
That was me sending a high-frequency blast to your bionics.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Look, I know you're doing this against your will. This safe room will protect you from any wireless signal. Lift up your hair.
All right, all right. You don't have to look. Yes, he did something to me when I was in that hospital overnight. There's a skin flap hiding some sort of port.
Good.
Good? What kind of sicko are you? You think this is a good thing?
Look behind my ear, right here. You see it?
You have the same port. What are you doing now?
Well, this cable will connect the biometric portions of our brains.
Don't tell me. You call it a Vulcan cable.
You know, that's not a bad idea. I kind of like that. I'm going to contact Nate, let him know we located the problem.
And how are you going to do that? I thought this place was impenetrable.
There's a hardwired connection to the bridge behind this panel. Bonds to the bridge.
Go ahead.
We've located the problem and are in the process of repairing it. Give us about 5 minutes and I'll give you the go for departure.
Excellent. Is it anything serious?
Nope. We have all the parts we need. Once I reset the breaker, you'll get a green light. Prepare for takeoff.
Sounds like a plan.
So what happens now?
Take this clip. Here, clamp your hair back and open the flap so I can get to your port.
Excuse me?
Here, connect this to my port.
This is weird, Barnes. All right, you're connected. Let me do my hair.
Good. And yes, we're connected. Now I want you to focus on that pipe fitting over there on the wall. Try to clear your mind and focus on that.
You're not going to scramble my brains, are you?
No. Somebody already beat me to it.
I'm not laughing here.
All right, now how do you communicate with the doctor?
I can only send out electronic noises. I'm using Morse code.
I didn't know he knew Morse code.
He runs it through a translator.
Well, he's planted a small program here. Concentrate on that fitting on the wall. I'm going to erase it. And don't worry, I'm not erasing anything else.
So, here's what we know. Detective Jacko in Queens has learned from their suspect that Louis's expecting up to 10 transporters to their Flushing Meadow site. The suspect said they want to infiltrate our scientific community to save the planet.
Which is, of course, the exact same thing Scarlet told us. I don't believe for one second that they are sending scientists.
I keep going back to what Hank told Sam here. The community won't even be aware that something happened. So that makes me rule out soldiers.
I'd have to agree. If they were sending some of my fellow countrymen, you'd hear about it. We mostly just blow things up.
So where does that leave us?
My guess is computer and IT experts. We've already established that the multiple internet hubs in Northwest Houston were a possible target.
I think we need to consider that the internet hub is not out of the picture. It could still be the primary target.
I think you're onto something, Jameson. We've discarded the hub as a target.
That would make perfect sense. They're obviously doing something that won't alert the populace or the IDF. Blowing up the transfer point would not fit their plan. At least the one that they told Sam. I'm sending Garrett to the 3 hub facility clustered in the industrial park. I'll have him tell them that we have credible intel that they may be the target of a cyber attack.
Excellent idea, Captain Richards. Now, how do we deal with these intruders coming through the portal?
Sam, Do you think you could accidentally run into Hank?
You mean like in that wonderful game, Grand Theft Auto? Just kidding. Sure. What do you want me to do?
If I may, Tracy?
Sure.
I think you should act very surprised to see him. Something like, you're still here? I would think your mission would have been completed by now.
Yeah, I could do that.
Maybe tell him you're really on an assassination or arson mission and you're about to leave. You're anxious in hearing about his mission.
I could certainly try that. Although we Hongans keep our missions, as you say, close to our vest.
Use your best judgment. I've never asked you this, but given your capacity for huge amounts of food, do Hongans consume alcohol?
We are easily given to drunkenness.
I see where you're going, Tracy.
You want Sam to slip him a Mickey?
I'm just suggesting that if you two could, have a few drinks to celebrate your success in your mission.
Yes, but I've already told him I wasn't here on a mission.
How about you apologize and tell him something like, you know how it is, Hank, ash ash, and all that?
I think I could possibly coax him into a drink.
I have something here that might work. Jameson, fetch my briefcase, please.
So what do you have? Some sort of secret agent formula?
Something like that.
Here you go, sir.
Thank you. If it is possible at all, this small pill dissolves instantly. It will relax him and make him less inhibited. Just enough so he won't feel drugged. It will put him in a state of mind where he won't remember what happened.
There is one restaurant that he enjoys, and it has a separate bar. I think he'd be okay with a celebratory drink, but I'm worried that he'll later realize that he drank too much and spilled his guts to me.
Not to worry. That's what this small pink pill is for. He'll quickly sober up and won't really remember telling you anything. He might seem a little confused, so just tell him you don't feel well either. Perhaps you both had a bad reaction to a drink.
You spies are really something. A Hongan would have just tortured him until he talked. I like this way, though. I can eat and drink.
Oh, mate, I'm really glad you got that stabilizer problem fixed so quickly. Now we can get after them and get me ship back.
No, it was a simple fix. Luckily, I had the schematics. Gabby found a loose wire. That's all it was.
Good job, Gabby. Now get this bucket of bolts fired up.
Bucket of bolts? Cap, you gonna let this down-under shipless captain talk about the Mercury like that?
Come on, Nate. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. Gabby, start sequence and call for clearance. Let's go track down this tin can he calls a ship.
You got it. Primary bus on. Stabilizer now in the green.
Newmarket, this is the Mercury requesting clearance for departure north.
Copy, Mercury. Taxi to the active and hold short. Contact tower on 127.6.
Roger. Taxi to the active and hold short.
Everyone, please buckle in. Put your seats and trays in the upright position.
Do what?
I just like saying that.
So what's the plan? Are we just going to follow them wherever they go?
Whatever you do, don't shoot them down.
That's not a bad idea.
What? Over my dead body, you're not going to shoot the Canberra down.
Everyone just relax. We're not shooting anything down. Our first task is to get airborne and see if we can get a fix on their transponder.
Then we can shoot him down?
You do, and I'll make sure...
That's enough. I told you, and no one is shooting anything down.
I'm sorry. I just like messing with him. He's such a hothead.
Tower, Mercury with you, holding short the active for departure north.
Mercury, you are cleared for departure. Maintain runway heading until 2000. Then you are clear to resume normal navigation.
Copy, climb to 2000, maintain runway heading. Mercury rolling.
All systems nominal. V1, V2. Rotate, positive climb rate.
Gear up, retract flaps.
Gear up, retracting flaps. VSI now 3000. Hold tight, everyone. We'll be pulling a couple of G's.
Really? really hate this part.
Me too. It's like getting a real cheap facelift.
You could use one if you want to know the truth.
Reducing power at 2,000.
Callie, this is the Mercury at 2,000.
Resume normal navigation. Have a good day.
Beginning sweep for the aircraft, using full range.
Do you see her? Do you see me ship?
Patience, Jomac. We just got in the air.
Negative contact. Any ideas to which direction they went?
Jomac, are you sure your ship's transponder is intact?
It should be. Wait a minute. Bella, do you know anything about this?
Me, sweetie? Why would I know anything about your ship's technology?
Because you were part of taking it, that's why. Now, why isn't the transponder working? They can't be that far ahead of us. We should be able to see them.
You think maybe they headed back to Cali?
You're not giving up that easy, are you?
I think Agent Barnes might be right. I've been studying these maps, and there really isn't much else here. Like Baldibar, this is a tidal planet, so the livable zone is quite narrow. He has most of his equipment back there.
He could have headed to New Market just to throw us off, hoping we'd be over here looking for him, while he's back in Cali finishing his work on Wi-Fi.
Captain Nate, set a course for Cali. We'll go there and see if he returns, and that'll give me a chance to go to the hospital and see if Dr. D left anything behind.
He's getting away! You don't know that he's going back to Cali!
I agree with Jomac. If we abandon the chase now and go back, he could have time to finish his experiment on Lord Zokar.
Look, both of you need to look at the big picture. He doesn't have the proper facilities to finish what he started on Wi-Fi. He knows we're onto his tail, so he's trying to draw us out like a killdeer.
A what?
A killdeer. It's a bird that nests on the ground. If a predator comes by, the parents would fly a little ways away from the nest and flap their wings like they were wounded. And the predator would come closer, it'd move farther away and continue to look injured. When the predator's far enough from the nest, they'd fly a wide circle and return to their nest.
So you think Dr. D is luring us away from his real lab so he can sneak back? I'll buy that.
Fair dinkum, I can't believe you're gonna buy this codswallop.
We're on our way.
Cruise speed and call for clearance. Callie, here we come.
I just talked to Richards. They're working on the theory that the STIP transfer point isn't the target. It's just a means of delivering the ones coming.
Really? And how did they come to that conclusion?
They believe that Rage is sending scientists rather than Hongan mercenaries. If the Hongans were coming, Hank would never have said that no one would hear or see anything when they finished the job.
I see. If Hongans were coming, you would expect a bomb or an assassination. But Hank and Louie are here. That shows they don't always blow things up.
They are sometimes used for espionage. But if you're sending at least 20 of them, there would be carnage for sure.
So that means they're bringing in imposters to infiltrate your society, just like the IDF has.
I hate to admit it, but yes. And what kind of imposters would do the most damage? Politicians, scientists, computer hackers?
I think you can rule out politicians. They couldn't mess things up any worse than they are now. I would say hackers. Look at what one hacker did to major companies and hospitals with ransomware. Think what 20 organized top black hatters could do to your infrastructure.
That was their conclusion. In Houston, there are several hubs that affect the whole Southwest. Plus, it's a center of commerce, transportation, medicine, banking, even NASA.
And New York City is the main hub of your finance structure. If they knock out your Wall Street, well, that alone would cripple the economy.
Houston plans on having Sam connect with Hank. They'll try to loosen him up with a special drug and drink. See if they can determine a timetable.
I think that's kind of risky. But drink is a weakness of Hongan's. Maybe he could spike his salted milk if he doesn't go for the alcohol.
Kate Hawk.
Kate, Jake Holliday. Are you with Lenora right now?
Yes, I am.
Put me on speaker. I need to talk to both of you.
It's Director Holliday. He wants to speak to both of us. Okay, you're on speaker. We're both here.
Kate, I realize you
and I just had this discussion not long ago, but given the recent developments in Queens and in Houston, it's time for you to go back into the field, at least on a consultant basis.
Really? I can't believe it. That's great news.
And Lenora, Kate tells me that you're making great progress, so you're going too.
So we're going together?
No, you're actually going in opposite directions. Kate, you have experience working with Agent Jocko, so you're headed to Queens. Lenora, your experience with Rage will make you a valuable asset working with Sam in Houston.
And Tony Simon?
If that's going to be a problem, you'll be with Kate in Queens.
Won't be a problem on my end. As for Tony Simon, I don't think he trusts me. We've had a rocky relationship, especially on Titan 3 and 4.
Don't worry about Agent Simon. He's a pro. I'll brief him on the situation and how I think you can help. You two will depart via the St. Martin's Dip transfer point tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Any questions?
How do we pack?
I plan for at least a week. Kate, do you think Kelly will resent you being there, spoiling her first mission?
Oh, I'm sure she will, but we'll work it out.
Very well. 0800 tomorrow at St. Martin. Good day.
I'm going out on my own. Are you kidding me? Finally?
Don't get too excited, Lenora. You'll have Agent Simon right there with you.
Well, everything can't be perfect.
I want you to play nice, Lenora. Remember, mission first.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about me. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to pack.
Well, here we are back in Cali, sitting on our thumbs while me ship's flying around on the other side of the ocean.
That's exactly right. They're just flying around. There's no other facility that we know of where Dr. D can continue his experiment on Wi-Fi.
And you think he's coming back here?
Maybe not to continue his work, but to gather equipment he needs to continue.
That's a big maybe, Barnes. Maybe he's taking me ship to another planet. Have you ever thought about that?
Joe Mac, cool it. You of all people should know that space travel requires more piloting and navigational skills than they have on board. No one on board is a pilot or a navigator.
She's right. I think he was doing his best to draw us away from there so he could double back and pick up what he needs. But before he can do that, he's going to need a crew, or at least one person familiar enough with your ship to get them here and off this planet.
Me crew is still there. They would be the perfect ones for the job.
Now, given the way they were gambling and drinking, I'd say they'd jump at the chance to get back on board, especially if he offered them more monetary units.
I think we've speculated about all we can here. What's our next step?
We're going to split up into the same groups as before. Nate, you and Barnes will take the landing docks in case they dock here. Tam, you take Joe Mac and work the bar district.
Wait, you're sending me to the bar district with him? You know about Australians, right?
Struth, come on, Tam. That's an unfair stereotype.
Says the man who smuggled a whole case of the galaxy's finest booze aboard his ship.
I'm sure he'll do fine. Besides, if Dr. D brought a crew member, the bar would be a good place to gather information. My group is going back to the hospital. We're going to get access and search his old lab.
You sure about that? Remember how hard it was for me to get in there.
Different circumstances. I have IDF authority to pursue a known fugitive. Two, in fact. If they try to stop me, they'll have my staff to answer to. Now, any questions?
We're good to go.
We are too. Do we have a rally point?
It will be to whoever finds the ship first. And now move out.
It's going to be a long hike to the hospital. Do we still have access to that truck?
Yes, it's right over here.
What do you plan to do once we get to the hospital?
I'm going in while you two keep an eye out for Joe Mac's ship.
Wait. You want me to wait outside with her?
I could say the same thing. But listen, we have to work as a team. If you want to take her in with you, I'm fine with that. I really have no desire to go back in there.
All right then, Bella, you'll go in with me and Gabby will maintain a watch of the landing area. Now, let's mount up.
So, your meeting with the internet company went well?
So-so. They don't think we have a viable security threat. They have very strong firewalls in place.
It's not the firewall they have to worry about. It's any new workers who turn out to be rage implants.
There was only so much I could tell them. I couldn't very well say, hey, we know that a group of aliens are coming through a portal to infiltrate your company.
I guess so, even though that's the truth.
So you sure Hank will be at this restaurant?
It's his favorite. I actually turned him on to this place, so me showing up shouldn't look suspicious to him. They also have a bar. I can go get him a drink and put this pill Simon gave me right into his drink.
What are you gonna do if he says, oh, I'm on the job, nothing until it's over for me?
Then I'll tell him that I wasn't completely honest with him when I told him I was just here to vacation. I'll tell him I just finished an assignment and I'm out celebrating. Let me buy you a drink to celebrate with me. And if he doesn't want alcohol, well, I haven't met a countryman yet who would turn down an ice-cold milk with salt.
We're here. Turning on your mic. Check. Check.
Gotcha.
Got you too. Do you see his car?
Parked in his usual spot. Wish me luck. You do realize that if we eat here, you're going to be here a while.
Don't worry about me. I'm here for the long haul.
I see him. It doesn't look like he's ordered yet. Moving in. Hey, friend. I see you still like this place.
Sam, it's good to see you again. I am just about ready to order.
Do you mind? I haven't eaten yet. I want to share some good news with you.
You know it's an insult if I didn't invite you to dine with me. Especially a countryman of such high esteem. So what's the good news?
I wasn't totally forthcoming with you the first time we met.
Really? A Hongan with a secret? How unusual. So what's this big secret?
I'm not here on vacation. This morning I completed my assignment. There's one less rage target on this planet now.
An assassination mission. You lucky puppy.
I think the expression is, you lucky dog. But yes, I feel quite fortunate.
Can I get you gentlemen started on some drinks? Wait, I remember both of you. You two must work together because you're the only two men who start off with cold milk.
Bring us two tall cold ones.
All right, do you need time to order?
Actually, give us a couple of minutes after you bring the drinks. We want to toast to a successful business deal.
Well, congratulations. I'll be right back with those drinks.
I hope this doesn't take too long. I'm starving.
It won't, and lunch is on me. I know they really don't give you enough per diem in advance to cover meals. They must think we eat like small birds.
You got that right. Oh, here she comes already. Well, that didn't take long.
I have a cold pitcher ready for you. I'll be back to take your order in a couple of minutes.
And to celebrate, don't bother reaching for this planet's puny excuse for salt. I have a special blend from home, taken from the depths of the Hongan Sea. Here you go.
This is very special. Thank you, Sam. Cheers.
So, how do you like it?
It's simply marvelous.
I'll pour the antidote in after I get what I want. He won't remember our conversation, but I need to act fast. When does your mission kick off?
Mission?
You have a team coming through the stip points here and in Queens. When are they coming?
Yes. Our scientists and hackers.
When, Hank? When?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow at sundown. Exactly.
Now that the team knows the how, why, when, and where, how do they stop them? Will Joffre's team be able to find the camera and stop Dr. D in time before he operates on Wi-Fi? We'll find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Moving Day.